This podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and the Corey Higher Education Council. For over 30 years, the Corey Higher Education Council's mission has been to empower individuals and strive to create a competitive workforce. The high ed plays a vital role in the Corey area. Here's Dr. Matthew Plotz, Executive Director of the Corey Higher Education Council, along with a special guest.
Last month, we got to hear about our important partnership we share with the Northern Pennsylvania Regional College from their president, Susan Snellnick. This month, we are excited to sit down with another great Corey Higher Education partner, Mr. Bradley Gleason, who is Director of Entrepreneurial Operations at Gannon University. Hello, Brad.
How you doing, Matt?
Doing well. So, Brad, tell us a little bit about what you do at Gannon University.
Well, I oversee whatever we call the Gannon ecosystem. And the ecosystem is comprised of a node of many nodes in the Northwest Pennsylvania Innovation Beehive, so the Gannon Beehive. I work with Kathy Roach with the Erie Technology Incubator. And then for Gannon's IHAC building, which is the Institute for Health and Cyber Knowledge, I oversee corporate engagements to structure opportunities for students and faculty to do research, to do outsourced projects, and or help with outsourced operations.
That's great. So one of the things that we just talked about recently and were able to release to the public was our partnership. Can you tell me a little bit about how Gannon and you specifically were able to partner with the Corey Higher Education Council?
Yeah, I couldn't be more thrilled about this partnership, to be honest, Matt. What we're doing is recognizing a growth area of our economy, although it's in the area of small business. It's not a small set of trends. It's the entire Northwest Pennsylvania Beehive has really made sure there's no wrong door to come in and receive services and be referred to services outside the Beehive network or within. And what that has done is created an enormous amount of interest in our products because, one, they're grant funded, but two, there's a lot of people after COVID thinking about starting their own business. And we are fielding a lot of that interest. And so that created a challenge to solve, which was a backup of customer delivery. And that's when I thought, you know, some of our products are easier to do, but anchor a lot of learning. What an ideal thing to maybe expose to the Corey Higher Ed Group and see if there might be a school interest in partnering with high school students to participate in building the products for those small business customers. And so, Matt, you were the person I reached out to and Chuck Gray and said, why don't you come to one of our meetings? We meet weekly as a group of seven student analysts at Gannon and see if you think the administrators at regional high schools might be interested. So you bridged that interest and met with us and then turned to Corey High School and got their interest as well. And that's why we're really talking today.
I think that part of the fun in it of that experience was kind of how it came together and how you kind of discover and recognize things. Can you tell us a little bit about how that partnership got started, the history of it? And then specifically, one of the things that I noticed, even on that day, you noticed some talent in an individual that was there and kind of maybe weave that into the story a little bit.
When you say individual there, let me clarify who you're referencing. Just make sure I couch the answer right.
Yeah, that was the server that we were interacting with when we showed up.
Oh, yes,
for the
absolutely.
Initial meeting.
Yes. Thank you. So, yeah, we met at Gannon so that Chuck and Matt could participate in our Beehive meetings to see the rhythm, to see the pipeline activity, because we have three free products. So after having the typical meeting where we're talking about the status of each, we did a very specific walkthrough of the product that we were thinking about having high school students deliver. And Matt said, yeah, I'm interested. Let's go to lunch. Let's talk more about how this might happen. And to be honest with you, my job at Gannon is to create student employment opportunities so that corporations can get access to student capabilities. And so with that mindset, when we went to lunch, it's serendipitously, as we're talking and eating, I noticed that the server herself was paying attention to an awful lot around her and anticipating very well and talking to different personalities and being able to customize her message. And that got my attention. And I said, you know, that student might be a really good applied intelligence student for Gannon. So we had a conversation around that and I gave her my card in front of Chuck and Matt. And she's now an applied intel student at Gannon University and a really top performer. So she's actually a Beehive analyst in our Beehive now working on products as well and performing really well. So she's actually on two contracts at Gannon performing for customers. And that's a neat side story to our meeting talking about working with high school students at Cory High School.
I love the story just because it gives so much context into some of what we're working on and how these things kind of happen organically. And even the project that we're working on, you know, we have some more thoughts about what it can look like and how it can expand. Can you tell our audience how we plan to grow and scale the program moving forward?
Yeah, I think first I have to give a lot of credit both to you, Matt, for bridging the conversation with Cory High School, a really smart group of administrators there. Also saw the value. So that trickled down to two students who also took a chance and have really embraced the activity of the work. And there's also some media activity they participated in. And because of that, it's become a really strong experience. So the next conversation is, how do we scale this? Do we scale it at Cory High School? Do we scale it across more schools? And the answer is yes, for both. So we're looking at ways and partnering again with Matt to see if we can obtain some funding to scale in Cory. And we're waiting on hopefully good news on that, because we do want to pay the students. So we're hoping the funding comes through so that we can achieve that scale for 2024. In addition to that, we've had a discussion around moving to other schools and how do we do that. And Matt said, I've got relationships, let me bring those in and start having those conversations. So we had a very fruitful conversation at high school number two, which is Union City. And I'm hopeful that that will move forward in a partnership. The discussion was very high energy and high interest. So I think all indications are we're going to move forward together, but that's strictly because, Matt, you ushered the conversation.
I appreciate that. It's been a good experience trying to move this along and getting the ecosystem to kind of grow. And I think it's important to grow the ecosystem down here in the southern portion of the county. With that, we recently had a meeting with the Beehive over in Union City, and there were quite a few people there that expressed an interest in possibly starting a business or growing their business. So we got the idea, and we borrowed it from Gannon and the good work that Kathy did, of building in an entrepreneurial week here down here in Cory to meet with prospective entrepreneurs and get their ideas and kind of help them along. So we've been kicking that idea around. And I'd just like to ask, how do you think Gannon and the entire network up there can help with that endeavor?
Well, it's a very dedicated group of leads. So the universities are Penn State Barron, Mercer University, Penn West Edinburgh, Allegheny College, Gannon University, and the Glasgow Library, Erie County Glasgow Library. So all of them have been meeting weekly for the last 9 years, committed to this network, and both the network as we exchange across each other, but also outside the network, as I've said before. We have those weekly meetings to make sure customers are attended to, and we manage those outreaches because sometimes they may go to a particular door where that's a service they don't need, but we make sure they're quickly referred to the right door so that they can get the services and get into the system. And shameless plug, the reason for a hyper-referral system and the free services we do is we're just trying to break the algorithm of 10% success. And what I mean by that is startups have a 10% success rate in their first year. And we've absolutely broken that algorithm. Since most companies come to Gannon first to get early business insight products, we've been tracking that data. And over the last 3 years, we've had continual improvement on the success rate, where our third year metrics are 68%, which is just crazy great metrics for success with those businesses.
Well, thank you, Brad. I appreciate the time you took today, and I appreciate the opportunity to partner with you and everything that we have developed along the way. I believe that there are quite a few people out there, potential entrepreneurs in this area with great ideas that just need the opportunity to be heard out. I'm looking forward to continuing to partner with you as we move along. So thank you again, Brad.
It's been a pleasure. Really great talking to you.
Absolutely. So what I would say now is tune in next month when I sit with Impact Cory's executive director, Chuck Gray. We mentioned her earlier as we discuss the next phase of development in this organization's future. It's a big one. I can't wait to get to that podcast next month. A lot of stuff to announce. So it should be good. Tune in.
Join us next month for another podcast showcasing the Cory Higher Education Council and Dr. Matthew Plotz, executive director of the Cory Higher Education Council. This podcast has been a collaboration between Money Radio WPSC and the Cory Higher Education Council. Learn more at coryhighed.com. That's CoreyHighEd.com.